Fairbanks resident Astrea Bridges has succeeded in a very tough field. She's a pilot in the U.S. Army who went from being an enlisted soldier to a member of the elite Warrant Officer Corps. And she did it all as a single mother. Bridges flew to the North Slope last month on a mission to help the University of Alaska Museum retrieve some fossils. She talked to KUAC's Libby Casey at the camp about why she chose her career.
Well, really, I joined the Army so that I could have a terrific way to take care of my kids and do something I could be really proud of and that they could be proud of. I enlisted as a truck driver. I knew I wanted to be an officer, and I knew that I wanted to be in aviation. I just wasn't quite sure how I was going to get there. So once I got the foot in the door, it was very difficult getting in my situation, being a mother with two children. So there was a lot of challenge there. It took a lot longer. I wasn't the normal enlistee. So once I did that, then it was like, okay, now I can start looking to OCS. I really didn't know about the Warrant Officer Corps. When I initially came in, I was thinking I'd go be a lieutenant, but then someone told me about this whole deal, and I said, oh, that's what I want to do, definitely, because there's much more guarantee. I knew that if I got accepted in the Warrant Officer Program, I would get to go be a pilot, whereas if I went to the officer candidate school and become a lieutenant, I could have been, you know, most likely not aviation, probably chemical or supply or, you know, very different job description, and I wanted to fly, so...
Being an enlisted soldier brings to mind the image of somebody just working their butt off and grueling long hours, totally focused on that, because they really put you through really rigorous experience. With two kids, how did you manage to take care of both?
Well, I would say that probably it's just by God's grace, because when I look back, it's I wonder how I've done it. You know, it is very difficult and very challenging. A lot of support, and I have to maintain a positive attitude and take one day at a time and sometimes 1 minute at a time if that's all I can handle.
And even long hours and stuff, you manage to juggle it?
Long hours. And I've found, you know, for the most part, the chain of command everywhere I've been has been very supportive. So, you know, they, of course, understand what my situation is. And as long as I continue to work hard, you know, it's kind of, you know, a give and take situation where, especially here in Alaska, I mean, they've just been absolutely wonderful. Just still getting me in. I'm flying a lot. I'm learning. I'm still getting to be part of the team. But they try to work around, you know, try not to put me on the 4 o'clock in the morning flights, you know, because then that means I have to find overnight child care for the kids, you know, put me in some of the later flights and just kind of juggle it around and balance it out in that way.
You're the only woman out here from the Army side of things. There's also a teenage woman helping out with the science, and there's me. Mm-hmm. Is this a typical situation for you to be in?
Yes. Yes. In fact, when I first got to the unit, there were some the more senior warrant officers that were like, well, this is unusual. I haven't had a female warrant officer around for about 10 years, you know. So the warrant officer females are much more rare. There's a lot more O-series, the lieutenant on up, get accepted into the aviation program. So that seems to be a little bit more typical. So I would say, yes, it is. This is normal for me. I'm used to working with the men and keeping that balance and the challenge of, you know, keeping everything professional, but having a good time and everybody being able to be relaxed at the same time without those sort of rifts between the genders.
How do you do that? Have you found any ways that you act that mm-hmm. you see reflected in other people?
Well, I think, first of all, men love women, women love men. We're always going to have that. And my personal technique is that when I get in, first of all, I remain very neutral when I first come into a new environment, new people that I'm working with. And usually one of the first things I do is I talk to my coworkers, the people that I know I'm going to be working more intimately with, that, hey, you know, I'm not easily offended. I don't want you to walk around on eggshells, and I will let you know if you've offended me. You know, I would rather that we all just relax. You know, not, I don't take the attitude that I'm just one of the guys. I don't want to be one of the guys, because I think that you lose some of your femininity in that aspect, and I really love being a woman doing this job. But I think also I found very successful, if I let my male counterparts know, they're not going to be looking for EO complaints or something, and that's a real big issue in the Army today. You know, they're really trying to lead that front and create a lot of equality between the races and the sexes, which is positive. there still are challenges, and I think there always will be challenges. So I think that communication would probably be really what I'm saying. You know, I try to keep that communication flow open, and I conduct myself professionally. You know, I don't get involved intimately with other people that I work with, romantically, as best as we possibly can. I think friendships are okay, but then there's, you know, more strict personal guidelines that I have to live by.
How have you learned to deal with this world, and is it something that just comes really naturally to you, or have you had to kind of develop the skills it takes?
I think that I've had to develop the skills. There's been a lot of pain, you know, because I have been very unaccepted. You know, I was platoon guide at basic training, and guys flat out say, I'm not going to take any kind of order from a woman. It's uncomfortable, especially being, I did a tour in Korea. It's a challenge because I feel that the guys, you know, they don't want to really befriend a woman because they don't want, of course, their spouses or their partners to be uncomfortable with their situation. So in that aspect, it is a little bit lonely, and I do feel that, and there's really nothing I can do about that, because I think that just loops in with the human side of what we do. I guess as time has gone on, I've more accepted that and kind of adapted, honed in and focused on my professional skills. And I think that as long as I'm efficient at what I do and I work hard, I think that that is where the respect will come, and I think that as long as I remain natural and down to earth and again keep that communication, the skills have been adapted. Because I was in the arts world, I was a dancer and performer and choreographer before I joined the military. So going from being where a very feminine accepted job to going to very, you know, women are still aliens in this world was very much of a challenge. So I've picked people out that I've mentored off of and just talked to people, I think, you know, outside of the military to get, you know, their point of view too.
When you made the switch and joined the Army, you enlisted, did you see all the potential and as well as all the difficulties that you overcome to get where you are today?
I would say it surprised me some. I've known of myself that I'm the kind of person that when I set my mind to something, I do it. And I either do it well or maybe I don't do it at all. It's kind of one way or the other. But particularly with going to flight school, I found it it was going to be a big adventure for me because I had no experience with aviation, nothing. I knew nothing. And I was like, well, I don't want to be older and say, well, I wish I had tried it. So I said, I've got to try it. And if I don't make it, then that's okay. But I want to at least try and see how things go. And as it turns out, it's, I feel that I actually have quite a, you know, an aptitude toward it and enjoy it. It's very wonderful. And the learning curve is straight up, but this job, even if you've done it for 30 years, you'll still be learning something new.
What do your kids think about your career?
I think they think it's pretty cool, you know. I've done presentations at their school, and, you know, they brag about me all the time when we're out and about. So I think that, and that was one of my goals with this. I really wanted to do something they could be proud of and see a good example in their mom. And it seems to be going quite well. They're like, yeah, my mom flies the helicopter, and it's a Chinook, and they know more about it than some people, you know, that I work with, it seems. So they really soak it up. It's fun.
Thank you very much for talking with me.
Thank you.
That's Chief Warrant Officer 2, Estrella Bridges.